So this week, I want you to chew on this, baby. This is loaded. It's loaded with victory. It's just loaded. Everyone say loaded. Are you ready to receive it? Let's make a confession over the Holy Scriptures. Repeat after me, please, if you're holding your Bible or your iPhone, whatever you got, even if you're just have the outline or scripture on it, and repeat after me. This is my Bible. It is the Word of God. And it's applicable to me to give me victory in my life today. In Jesus' name, amen. So I've been going through the New Testament, looking at who Jesus is in the New Testament. And I love that, Dan. Thank you for that word. That word name means authority. Because there's a difference between power and authority. We've been given authority over the power of the enemy. The enemy has power. Come on. It will be erased at some point in time. But the enemy has, but we have authority over it. So we don't have to put up with it. And, you know, I was thinking about Jesus is in Philemon. And I was thinking of that song, it's a good thing. New thing coming. Man, that's so prophetic for us. He's always got a new thing coming for us when it comes to church and things in our life. And new things are coming. But last week we looked at Timothy and how Paul, and this would have been 2 Timothy, how Paul was called a servant and an apostle. And the Bible says if you want to be great in the kingdom of God, what do you need to do? Be a servant of all. And it just continues to amaze me how the planet outside of Christianity doesn't understand this. I got a call yesterday from somebody that had a dental emergency. And I said, take a picture and send me back. And so we talked a little bit. And I said, can you come over after church? You'd see me after church? I said, yeah, brother, I'm here to serve you. He didn't know what to say. The simple act of saying, hey, come over, let me take a look at it. Let me get some wisdom here. Don't look at me about that. Just, I want to be Jesus to this guy. Come on. You know, and so that's all we need to do. What can I do to help you? You know, just be a servant of all. That's why Paul was so successful. But then, after Timothy, we're going to look at Philemon. I think it's pronounced correctly. And we're going to read the first 7 verses of Philemon. There's only one chapter. And when I looked at it, I go, okay, God, you got to open this sucker up because there's only one chapter here, right? So here we go. Let's read the first 7 verses of Philemon. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved friend and fellow laborer, to the beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house. I love that. Your house you live in is the church because you are the church. Say, I'm the church. Yeah, I'm the church. The house at so-and-so's place. The house, yeah. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 4, I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers. Yeah. Hearing. Everyone say hearing. Hearing of your love and your faith, which you have towards the Lord Jesus and towards all the saints, that the sharing of your faith might be effective by acknowledging every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Key phrase, that's what we're going to harp on today. That the sharing of your faith, whoops, did I miss that? Or did I just read it? Yeah, every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Larry. Verse 7, for we have great joy and consolation in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you, brother. How many of you would like your heart refreshed today? How many of you already have your heart refreshed today? Yep, we have. It's because we've come together in the presence of God. It's His presence that matters. Yeah. The presence of God matters. And so today, as we look at this, in Proverbs chapter 5, I've got a few verses here, Larry, that I probably didn't have on the outline. I got a lot on the outline. But anyway, We know what Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 says. Trust in the Lord with part of your heart, all your heart, and lean on some of your understanding. No, don't lean on your own understanding. And in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. How do you acknowledge the Lord? You speak it out loud. God is good. God has been good to me. That's how you acknowledge the kingdom of God in your life, is to speak it out loud. It's so important because our words carry power, right? And so we acknowledge this acceptance of the truth in the scriptures. So I decided, as in verse 5, verse 6, sorry. Those little letters are pretty small there. Look at verse 6 of Philemon. Acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you. What's that mean, to acknowledge every good thing in you? Well, to acknowledge every good thing in you means that you got it and you speak it out loud. You got it and you speak it out loud. Say, I got it, and I speak it. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you my 10 favorite acknowledgments, okay? These are Pastor Mike's 10 faves, all right? First of all, I have a first of all prime, which is Jesus is always first, right? But number one, God has given unto us the power and authority to decree blessings. Job 22:28, you will declare a thing and it will be established for you, so light will shine upon your paths. Now, the word declaration here is a legal terminology. It is legal in the courts of heaven. When we declare the word, it's done legally in the kingdom of God. The antidikos, the devil, is that power is broken. And it shall be established. That means it's going to happen. The establishment is the promises of God. As we declare a thing, the promises of God, the thing, they establish for you. And then light shines upon our path. That becomes, it's a fulfillment of that. But you shall declare or decree a thing, in the old King James says, everyone say decree. Yeah, decree. Yeah. And I've taught this before. We've lived this before. I started to look into this, going, yeah, I need to get a little bit more excited about some of these things. It, you know, how sometimes things wane. And then in Psalm 62:11, it says, God spoke it once, but I heard it twice. Psalm 62:11 says, God spoke it once, and I heard it twice. When you read something, what are you doing? You're speaking to yourself. When you read, you're talking to yourself. And then when you speak it out your mouth, God spoke. I heard it once when I was reading it, then I spoke it. I heard it twice. You get the picture? We heard it when we read it. We heard it when we spoke it. Yeah. That's a double duty, powerful thing. God spoke it once, twice. I've heard this. The power belongs to the Lord. So it's important for us, the power to decree, the power to speak out. To speak out our blessing, speak to your life, speak to your blessing, speak to your health, speak to your healing, speak to the things that you're looking to come up into plain view. Speak, speak, speak. I can't say it enough. Your words carry power, and it's important for us to be careful and take inventory. Okay, here we go. We better take inventory of some of the things that we might be saying that might be skewed a little bit. It's kind of a refresher. I started thinking a little bit, okay, that's not the right thing to say. I need to say the right thing. Amen? All right, that's number one. The power to decree blessings. Ooh, yeah. Number two, this is the best. Jeremiah 31:3 says, you are greatly loved. Sometimes we get so strong in the area of wanting spiritual things that we sometimes leave behind the simplistic things that are just as powerful. The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. It's not God's judgment that draws people to the kingdom. It's His love. It's His agape love, right? And He is so in love with us. He is so, it's beyond our natural comprehension how much He is in love with us. Hallelujah. Say, I'm loved. I'm loved. Yeah. Greatly loved. Greatly loved. Number three, one of my favorite verses. We quote this all the time. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Some spiritual blessings. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. If you've got it in heaven, you got it on the earth. Can I have an amen? All right. So if it's there, if it's in the book, if it's written in heaven, it's there, right? And I love that. Blessed be God who's blessed us with every spiritual blessing. And a real close synonym to being blessed is God's favor. I'd rather have one moment of God's favor than all the luck the world has to give. Give me one moment of your favor, God, and my circumstances will change for the better. The favor of God. When you've got a favorable circumstance, it's just kind of like when you're driving and you go, I got to get there, and the light turns green. Oh, thank you, God. But what if it turns red? No. But God's favor helps us. I don't want to be without his favor. We are. And you know what? You're his favorite. Every one of you are his favorite. Say, I'm his favorite. I'm his favorite. Yeah. You're his favorite kid. He's got a lot of them, but we're still his favorite kid. Amen? Come on. This is fun. Right? Hallelujah. And number four. Come on. This gets a little thicker. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed by the blood of Christ, Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. And they sang a new song saying, you're worthy, Jesus. You're worthy to take the scroll, to open the seals, for you were the one who was slain. And you've redeemed us. You purchased us. You bought us back. You gave us everything you had, everything you were, everything you always were, by your blood out of every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. So thankful. Great. Would have been great to have communion today. We've been redeemed by his blood. You know, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, it said that we've been redeemed from the curse of what? The curse of the law. See, we've been redeemed from that curse. We were born under that curse, but we've been redeemed. We've been purchased. We've been bought back, and we're free. We don't have to live under the curse of the law anymore. Amen? Hallelujah. And this is a good old Holy Ghost one. Number five, we're filled with Holy Ghost and with power. Everyone say power. Joe says that. He loves saying that. In Acts chapter 2, verse 4, which is dunamis, which is dynamite, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Shout out about Kariata. And the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. You know I'm preaching to the choir a little bit today, but it's good refreshing. We need to be so thankful for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I mean, that changed our life. It changed my life. I'm here today because some Lutheran got baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke with other tongues and said, you can have it too. I said, okay, give me the book. I got a book. I got the instruction book. I got both instruction books. I got the little hand manual. Then I got the Bible out and I read it for a month. I read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John about five times in one month. And I said, that's it. We're going to go back to Strasbourg. I'm going to have your mom and dad lay hands on me, and I'm going to get baptized in the Holy Ghost, speak with other tongues. Boom! And it happened. I've never been the same since. We need to be excited about this. We need to be blessed. We need to be thankful. I'm so thankful for my prayer language. I'm so thankful for the power of the Spirit when we lay hands on the sick and they heal. I'm so thankful that when he prophesy over things in my life and they come to pass. The power of prophecy. Come on. It's wonderful. We need to be thankful. We just got to return back and just give a little gratefulness for that. Amen? Dunamis power, dynamite power. Number six, I am not a loser. Why? Because the Bible says I am more than a... Hallelujah. Yet in all these things... Well, wait a minute. In part of my life... maybe a little bit of my life... Or, you know, maybe only this one thing over here. No, come on. It's all of my life, all these things, and all things in life. We are more than. We got more than enough. How many of you like more than enough in your checkbook at the end of the month? I'm first to raise my hand because I like it. I like being ahead. I don't like being behind. Come on. Yea, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. We don't have to worry about the power of God. It's always there. We always have more than enough. And you know what fear does? Fear keeps us from releasing that power that's more than enough. Fear is what keeps us from witnessing to somebody. Fear is what paralyzes the blessings of God. That may be a little tough word, but fear will paralyze the blessings of God until you get into faith and releases with our faith. Somebody say amen to that. That's good. All right. Yeah. More than a conqueror. Can I use the word surpassing victory? Just beyond comprehension. Number seven. How many of us here are going to eventually die? Everybody. Or might get raptured. That'd be okay too. But sooner or later, we're exiting. Maybe that would have been a better terminology, depending upon time. But what's really cool is we know our final destination. Come on. Come on. I know. You know our final destination. Ephesians 2:6. Come on. This ought to just be, we ought to be jumping up and down. And he raised us up together and made us sit with him. We have a position seated with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We are already there spiritually. Our destination, of course, is heaven, but we're already arrived. We're there. Our spirit's there. And then they're seated together in heavenly places with Christ. Same verse. We're seated with him. Not under him, but with him. There's a difference. We're seated with Christ in the heavenlies. I think about, let me give you a compound word for Jehovah. I want you to tell me what it means. Jehovah Shammah is, anybody remember? Test your memory. Come on. Is ever-flowing presence. We are seated together with Jehovah Shammah, the ever-flowing presence of God. I don't know about you. Anything I have on the planet, anything I own, you can take it away. But don't take the presence of God from my life. His presence is worth it all. Wherever you walk, wherever you go, wherever you do your daily life, his presence is precious. As precious as anything we have. Amen? Hallelujah. Take not thy presence from me. Hallelujah. And then I think another one of my faves. It was hard to do 10. I got a lot of faves, but this one's good. The spirit of faith. Faith is a spirit. Look at this in 2 Corinthians 4:13. And since we have the same, Genesis 1. And God thought. No. And God said. Spoke. Thank you. God spoke. God said. And since we have the same spirit of faith, when God said, let there be, what happened? There was. We have such a creative power in us from God. And it's called the spirit of faith. When we speak, it happens. God said, let there be light. Boom! There was light. Let there be a firmament in the sky. Boom! Let there be the animals. Boom! It happened. Lots of boom going on. Creation, right? What do you need to speak over your life? Speak it. Good refresher. Speak it. and don't think it. He didn't say think it. I believe, therefore I thought. No, you believe. That's your thought. And then you speak it. You have to speak. Everyone say, I have to speak it. You got to speak it. Even when it hasn't come to pass, even when it's painful, even when it looks like, of course, it's not bigger than God, but even when it looks like it's kind of bigger than God, right? Come on. And sometimes it wanes. It takes time. Sometimes there seems to be delays. Could be demonic. Could be God's testing our faith. It could be a number of things. But one of the things we need to do is don't quit believing. So keep speaking. And if you don't feel it, then keep speaking it until it does, till that spirit comes in you. You speak it. You speak it. Yeah, there it is. You just know. You just know that you know that you know. Right? You just know. Hallelujah. I believe, therefore I spoke. And we believe. Therefore, we speak. That's the body of Christ. And all power and authority belongs to those who believe. Number 10. This is good for us to be reminded of this. We can't do it in our own strength. We have to live in the strength of the Lord. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, after the spiritual warfare that Paul was going through in Ephesians 6. Finally, be strong. Everyone say, be strong. Be strong in the Lord. I mean, I'm not going to be corny. I'm not going to, you know, there's natural people who have picked up on that be strong thing, but it's here it is. Be strong, not in your own strength, but be strong in the Lord and in the power of His dunamis, in the power of His might. We want to be reminded that it's His strength, you know. That's indunable, that great power that lives within us. Great strength and great power that lives within us. So, those are my favorite 10 today. I might have a favorite 10 another day. But take those with you this week and put them into play. Even if you take one and just keep saying it during the day. I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm blessed with the strength of God. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. God is in the redemptive power. Thank you, God, that I'm more than a conqueror. You know, I thank you that I live in heaven with the heavenlies. Praise God. Did you get something out of that? Let's stand. All that matters to me if you have one thing. God, I thank you that you are good. I thank you, God, that we thank you, God, that you're always good. And you have nothing but good in store for us. Yes, there's discipline when we've made mistakes or we're wrong. Yes, there's things that you want to correct in our lives. But God, you do it because you are good. And you are desperately in love with each and every one of us individually for who you've made us and who we're becoming in you. So God, we want to just give you permission. Right now, so I give you permission, God, to work in my life, to change anything that needs to be changed in my mind, my heart, my spirit, God, so that I might be able to give you all the glory, all the honor, and the praise in Jesus' precious name. And everybody shouted amen. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Go and have a great week. God bless you.